Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The City of Chicago Ethics Committee is calling on U.S. Attorney Andrew Boutros to resign. A symbolic resolution accuses Boutros of a pattern of failed prosecutions against protesters. It also cites the collapse of his case against the so-called Broadview Six. This was a case against deportation protesters, and it was tainted by alleged misconduct by the prosecution. Chicago Alder Mike Rodriguez penned the non-binding measure.
From the beginning of Mr. Boutros' time, the Northern District of Illinois has been in turmoil, from overcharging peaceful protesters almost from his first day to the mass exodus of legal talent. The office has been rocked with departing attorneys and growing scandals.
Boutros's office issued a statement saying he will not be bullied into dropping corruption matters and calling the committee's move performative theatrics. Illinois U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth have also called on Boutros to step down. A man from Venezuela, the U.S. government says, was deported by mistake, is now back in Chicago. He's struggling, though, to adjust after his arrest and 7 months in detention. My colleague Adriana Cardona-McGigod reports Jose Enrique Ojeda Duarte arrived in the U.S. legally and applied for asylum. And then he was arrested during Operation Midway Blitz. And in detention, a judge denied his asylum request. His attorney's appeal should have prevented him from being deported, but it did not. The U.S. government eventually admitted it made an error, and Ojeda Duarte returned to Chicago. He says the inhumane treatment he experienced during his arrest and detention have left him traumatized.
I feel constantly nervous that I will get detained again. Sometimes I want to cry or I get super sad.
Ojeda Duarte is still appealing that asylum denial. Another candidate has entered the race for Chicago mayor. Lisa Nee is a former cardiologist and grew up in the Humboldt Park neighborhood. After working at the Heinz Veterans Hospital, she entered healthcare management. Nee is running as a political outsider and says she will prioritize affordability, although she has not yet included specific policy proposals on her campaign website. The election is February 23rd. Many Chicago museums are offering free admission days this summer. You can visit big names like the Adler Planetarium and the Museum of Contemporary Art. Also, smaller venues, including the Swedish American Museum on the north side, all have no-cost visits available. Sun-Times reporter Ambar Colon says it's a great opportunity for people to have fun without breaking the bank.
I think many of these museums recognize that not only are times tough, but they, like a lot of these museums have always done free days. And it's really important to make sure that arts and culture and things like science, math even, are like accessible.
Many of these museum free days are valid only for Illinois residents. Other museums have free admission throughout the year, including the National Museum of Mexican Art. Colon says you should double check online if you need any museum reservations before you go. You're listening to The Rundown. After months of planning, America's 250th birthday is here, and as celebrations look back across our nation's history, one prominent work memorializes the words of the 16th president, Abraham Lincoln. Composer Aaron Copland captured Lincoln's enduring wisdom in his 1942 work entitled Lincoln Portrait, and my colleague Courtney Kippers has more from a recent Chicago performance.
He was born in Kentucky. Raised in Indiana, and lived in Illinois.
Actor Harry Lennox, dressed in a dark suit, appears on stage with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, beginning the stirring narration of some of Lincoln's most famous words.
Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history.
In a deeply divided political moment, Lennox said there's a timeless message of unity in Lincoln's words.
The fiery trial through which we pass will light us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation. We
Copland wrote the work at the onset of World War II as a way to boost morale. Here's Copeland scholar Jennifer DeLapp Burkett.
His goal was to support the United States and its allies against a very powerful enemy.
The result is a widely heralded piece, often performed around anniversaries, like the one the country is currently celebrating. Over the decades, it's been narrated by scores of famous Americans. Barack Obama, Carl Sandburg, Coretta Scott King, and Lennox, the Tony Award-nominated Chicago native, who first performed the work 20 years ago and made his debut with the CSO in mid-June.
If any American president could be canonized, it would be Abraham Lincoln. I don't think that anybody can deny that he had an almost divine sense of right and wrong. I don't think that the words will ever be irrelevant. I don't think that they'll ever be out of date. It's always the battle between good and evil, between those that have and those that have not.
The piece quotes Lincoln addressing Congress in 1862.
The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate for the stormy present.
And an undated private writing.
As I would not be a slave, so I would not be a master. This expresses my idea of democracy. Whatever difference.
Then builds, finally, to Lincoln's most famous address, given in Gettysburg amid the Civil War.
And that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, by the people, and for the people, shall not perish from this earth.
For Lennox, the idea is enduring and deeply American. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Weather sunny and warm today, high in the mid-80s. Clear skies tonight, a low in the upper 60s. And sunny and hot on Wednesday, getting to a high near 90. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.